Continuing in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, so we were discussing the issue of Taliya B'Mako, right, where the situation is a person's road Dam Machmas Tashmish, but there is some kind of a Mako, some kind of injury, irritation, or wound there that may cause Dam. We mentioned at the end yesterday that the Ramban in Hilchos Hilchos Nida in Per Gimel writes in Oz Tes that Mikana Talamit Shein Tom Amake Shein Lachom. We learned today, actually Oz Zion and Oz Tes, we don't accept being told in Maka today because we can't really tell the type of blood and so on, and therefore we dismiss that whole thing. But we mentioned at the end, right, that Rov Rishonim disagree with this Ramban. The Ramban brings a raya from Dam Sulim that's obviously a Maka, but we are Parish anyway, and others say that that's not a good raya. That's a one-time situation. Here we're talking about the boil bills mitzvah Parish is okay for a week, Shivanakiyam, but here we're talking about the possibility of him becoming Asur forever to this husband or forever, period. You know, so therefore it's a different situation. So that's what we finished off with last time. I'd like to continue now with a different Shiloh here. And that is a question of relating to Dam Maka. This is what the Rishonim talk about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, relating to Dam Maka. How definitive does the knowledge of the presence of a Maka have to be? Now, I want to preface this point by saying that it's interesting. This whole discussion, this whole siman, is about Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish. And as I mentioned, that's pretty rare that we have such an ongoing situation where somebody's Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish has to get divorced, and it comes up every once in a while. But it's not really that common a situation. The reason we spend time on it, the reason is the Shulchan Aruch talks about it here, is that the issue of Dam Maka per se, forget about Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish, but the issue of Dam Maka is a very important issue in the realm of Hilchos Nida. Okay, because sometimes indeed a woman has Dam and, you know, can attribute it to a Maka. Forgetting about Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish, there is no real simon actually about Dam Maka per se, right? You know what I'm saying? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch does not really deal with Dam Maka per se, except in the context of this discussion, Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish. So I'm just pointing out, you know, for your understanding as we go through and we analyze and as you learn, the particular circumstances of Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish are not particularly common, not especially common, and therefore, you know, don't deserve or don't necessarily need so much attention. But the issue of Dam Maka in general, you know, is a significant issue. That's what I'm trying to point out, okay? So with that in mind, we can raise the following question of how much, you know, how much a woman knowledge of a Maka, how much definitive knowledge do you have to need in order to attribute a Dam Maka? Again, the particular context here is with regards to Rod Dam Machmas Tashmish, but in the back of your head, remove it from there and understand in general, because you know, if a woman starts to bleed, how can we ascertain that the Dam is Dam Maka or not Dam Nida and so on? And so there's a basic machlokas we've shown him really here about what is considered a Maka in order to render some Dam Maka and not Dam Nida. Okay? And the distinction, as we'll see, is between a Maka that is known, that's known, Yadua Shemotzi Dam, and a Maka Shenidu Shemotzi Dam. Okay? We know that there's a Maka, we know that it's bleeding, either because the doctor made an incision there, or there was a cut, and, you know, and then someone saw Dam. Okay? You know, and for other possible ways as well. So let's just see what the Rishonim say about this. So we take a look in source 28, that's what we're up to. Okay, the bias of Aruch, Tarsa bias of Aruch by Zion Shar Dalad. All right, Mistabra, Dafilu Eina Margeshus Mamish, Shadam Shosis Vyor Minamaka. The Rashbo seems to say that we can accept the woman's assertion that there is a Maka, even if she doesn't actually feel Dam coming out of a Maka, doesn't feel anything. Okay, in other words, it seems to the Rashbo here in this Taurus HaBayis that we don't need to know for sure that there's a Maka. It's enough that she kind of senses that there's one. Okay, and he says, Chada de ene ne'er ben Maka, so we have shalom le'ed the alabibdika, babdika shofaris, kedar shalom per kedokas, right? She can't, her face isn't, you can't see, okay? So this is the second part of the question was asked, what package is the second part of 28? Okay, this is 28b, okay? Is this the last thing I gave you? I think this is the last one I gave you, right? So, but this afternoon, I'll forward some more for the remainder of the week. This is the last sheet. So, in the middle of it, we'll finish it today, B'z Hashem. So, again, according to the Rashbo, We can't, we know for sure. Okay. Like the Gemara sets up with the tube, with the stick inside the tube, the Q-tip with the wad on the top, etc. Okay, but anyway, despite the fact that the Gemara talks with regards to Roa Dam Machlas Tashrish, this bedika that she does after the third husband, the third husband, and we discussed maybe even the first time with the third time with the first husband, and so on and so forth. Okay, but the fact is, if you can't know for sure, so how do we ever, talk about Dam Machmas Maka without such a bedika? So Rashbor writes in the fifth line, Alma Af Below Bedika Tolo Makosa. The Af Bishesha Maka Yefshal Adas Imun Maka La Bedika Alma Menastam He Tolo Makosa. Right? I mean, you can't really know without a bedika, but you tole with a Maka. And the Vahadi Fan, the Menas Lo Maka Yeshi, Shemenesh Dam Shos Vyorid, Lav Ne Menas Lo Shemenesh Shos Vyorid, come out literally. Okay, and he writes, "Ain anu tzrichon ladas bebirur sheyesh lamaka elahi atzmar geshes lamaka v'nemenes lo maka yeshi sheyesh adam and tol makasa." Okay, that's the position of Rashbo, which is a very fascinating position because we don't have to know for sure. Okay, even if she doesn't feel actual blood coming out, she has to sense it, and it actually brings a raya from a Tosefta Nida per Kes Halacha Beis, which are printed here in the next source. Source 29. Nemenis ishaloma yesh bi makam in a mocker vainbo makam in a mocker. Okay, she's believed. The Tosefta says she's believed. To say that she has a makam. So that's the position of the Rashbo. Okay, the Sefer Truma, source 30. The Sefer Truma is Hilchos Nida Simon Tzadi Beis. Disagrees. Bedin isha sheyesh lo maka ba'osa makam. Again, I don't want to overemphasize. I'm repeating again that this issue of dam maka extends beyond the particular context here of roa dam machmas tashrish. So the Sefer HaTshuma writes, Simon Tzadi Beis, Bedin isha sheyesh lo maka ba'osa makam ein adas imotzi adam imolad im bodekes atzma osa makam umotz adam. Oh, im margeshes kishrova adam in arechem, then tome ve'ena tova makam. The Tanya ne'menes isha lo maka yeshi ba'osa makam. Okay, he's saying Mashma Dafka Yodas, Dafka Yodas, Sheyotza Damina Minamako. The Tolaba Abim Suffolk Law Aina Tola. So the Sefer Truma seems to hold that and we'll see in a moment the Mordechai as well in Source 31 in Remez Tav Shalom and Hey, which was a continuation of the Mordechai we saw before. I'll read quick in the Mordechai, I'll come back to the Mordechai. He says, Ne'menes, 31, Ne'menes ishalom maka yeshli ba'oso makom, sheni yotzadam, dafka shiyodas, sheyotzadam and maka tolabo, abim safek ena tolabo. So both the Sefer HaTruma and the Mordechai seem to disagree with this Rashbo and the Taurus HaBayis, and the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTruma, only a maka that's yadua shemotzi dam, right? The Rashbo says, even if it's not yadua, as long as we know that there's some sort of makkah and she has a sensation or a sense that there is a makkah, the Rashbo is mekel, and the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTruma say, no, she, I have to know for sure. Okay? She has to know that dam comes from the makkah in order to be tole b'makosa. Okay? The question is, very briefly, what exactly is this machlokas between the Rashbo on one side, the Truma and the Mordechai on the other side revolve around? Okay? So it could be, really, what exactly do we mean by a suffix? Okay, it could be a clause. The Rabbi Soloveitchik talked about this before I get to what he said. It could be, we have actually two different types of sfeikas in halacha. We're talking about suffix. Okay, when we learn Yerodeya, the beginning of Yerodeya, Hilchos Taruvos and so on and so on, Simon Kuf Yud, you have a number of places you have suffix, and then of course there's the Shach's sfeika. But, there you analyze different types of sfeikas. So that one type of suffix is we call a suffix hashakel. What is suffix hashakel? I mean, suffix hashakel is, it's 50-50. We don't know. We just don't know. It could go this way, go that way. That's called a suffix hashakel. Right? It's, we don't know. All right, it's a 50. In English, we say 50-50. Right? It's some kind of a suffix. We don't have anything pointing any more in one direction than we have pointing the other direction. 50-50, suffix hashakel. Okay? So the question is, are we makel by a suffix hashakel? Or is it suffix? Okay, you makel? Okay. Or no, the other type of suffix is a suffix hanotel a heter. It's a suffix, and we're not 100% sure, but, it leans certainly, specifically, it leans towards being makel. When you follow it, it leans in the direction of, of a heter. Okay, so it could be on a balabatish level. That's the machlokas over here. The sefer truma, in order to be makel here with dam maka, feels that it has to be a sofek hanota leheter, right? I mean, she has to have it, a sense. I mean, he knows it comes from. I mean, may not, as the Rashi wrote in the Taurus Habayis, she can't see it. She may not know 100% for sure. Okay, you never know that it's not a suffix, right? I mean, you know, so if the Rashi Bo's language in 28, you know, in the Bayis Arach there, by Zion Shardal, he said, E.F. Shaleda, you can't know for sure without a Bedika. Yes, it's true, you can't know for sure, but she can have a pretty good sense. I mean, people can feel things and so on. So the Sefer Truma says you have to, you know, he's your Das, you know that it's producing dam. Okay, I mean, yeah. 100%, maybe it did come from the mukher, maybe it was menstrual blood. Again, the assumption is that to suffek hanota lahatir, right, in the direction of a heter. And that's what the Sefer Truma requires, all right? They have to know that this is a mukher that produces dam, okay? Is it conceivable that this dam that came out just now was not from the mukher? Yes, but again, the assumption is that she knows that it's this dam and that this mukher produces dam, and therefore that it's a suffix, but it's a suffix where the odds are, so to speak. That's what we say in English. Odds are that it came, you know, that it came from something else and not from menstrual blood, right? Not from dam either. Whereas Rosh Bo is willing to be further makash, wants to know even by a suffix kashokol, even 50-50. We don't have any evidence one way or the other. We have no way of. No preference, no leaning one way or the other. That's also enough. And the reason he would say that, I mean, it sounds a little mechudish dik, which it is, but remember, she's becheskes, we have a cheskes tahara, right? She's becheskes tahar, right? She has a cheskes chazokla, she's mutter. Okay, so, maybe that's what the Rosh Bo holds. The only question is, here's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The problem is that in general, we're not usually makel by a sofek hashokl, okay? You know, we're not really usually makel by 50-50. How can it be makel? I mean, you know, they're dealing with serious averas here. How can you say a suffix, a 50-50 suffix? I mean, the misvara would seem to me that the Sefer HaTruma, the Mordechai, if this is correct what the Machlok is about, is a much sharper, a much stronger. Yeah, suffix means a suffix. Suffix means we're not 100% sure, but I don't know, we're 75% sure. Like I said, odds are, right? You know, what do you call it in American law? You never have to prove something 100%, right? You can never have a conviction. You can never have anything without 100%. It's always possible something else happened. What's the language? You prove beyond reasonable doubt or something like that, right? You know, odds are this is what happened, right? And that's sufficient. So that I understand, but we're not usually makel by a 50-50 suffix. Suffix or shakol, that's hard to say. So what the Rav suggested here, or Soloveitchik suggested, maybe Enochanami, usually we're not makel by a suffix or shakol. However, here, the Rosh Bo is makel, because let's remember, okay, that according to the Torah, you're not a nida without a hargosha. All right. I mean, you know, again, we're trying to determine what this dam was. Again, take this out of the realm of raw dam machmas tashmish. Let's look at a regular dam maka case. Because I said, this is where we learn the dinim of dam maka from. So she has dam. And now we're not sure. Is this from a maka or is this from, is this dam nida? So according to the Torah, there's been nothing to talk about. According to the Torah, there's no hargosha. Obviously, if she had a hargosha, that she's getting a period, then we're not going to suddenly say, oh, no, maybe it's a damaka, that's for sure. Okay, so according to the Torah, obviously this is a situation where there's no hargosha. Well, otherwise, there'd be no issue to begin with. All right, because we're talking about there's no hargosha. And it's exeris hakosha, right? You need to have a hargosha. And hargosha means that she knows that it's dam in a mokar. Hargosha means she knows for sure that this is dam nida. This is what happens when she menstruates. So she knows it's dam. So therefore, in this situation, if there is a suffix, means she doesn't know. Here it may only be a suffix hashokol, but it certainly pulled it out of the realm of knowing. What does hargosha tell you? Hargosha tells you that bavadai, it's dam nida. That's what hargosha is. It means it's dam nida. She didn't have a hargosha, so it's already out of that realm. So here we can be makel and say maybe it's some dam, because of suffix, maybe it's dam maka. The hargosha, certainly the Torah will say she's tahara. And you'll tell me, yeah, but bidrabanan, we render a woman nida even without a hargosha. Yeah, okay. When we know that it's we know that it's dam nida, but when there's a suffix, that's enough to say that we won't apply the drabbonic extension to say that you need with Aragosh. You follow along, that's what the Rebbe is saying. He's saying that the whole din, let's remember that the whole din of Dam Nida depends midoraisa on her having had a Hargosh. We talked about it at the beginning of the year. Right? She had to have had a Hargosh. In the absence of a Hargosh, meaning she knows that this is Dam Nida. In the absence of a Hargosh, so midoraisa, it's not an issue. Okay, and because there's no Hargosha, she doesn't know that it's Dam Nida, so then midoraisa, it's not a problem. So it's a problem with Rabbanon, because we say midoraisa will render her Nida even if even if there's no Hargosha. But if there's a suffix in the mix, even a suffix Ashokal, that will eliminate that Rabbanon, right? That's the idea. You follow with the Rabbanon? Yeah.
The Rebbe is not saying that suffix Ashokal is tamazoi good enough by din Rabbanon.
Correct. I don't think he's saying that. I don't think he's saying that. His point is, and I think you have to look. I don't remember now, and it should be. I don't know. You should be able to find it in notes I sent you. But he has other riots from Trefus, from other places. You know where we don't usually rely on the Suffolk Hashokel. But here, the Suffolk Hashokel is enough because remember, on a Doraisa level, eat vados, so to speak. Right, Hargosha means there's no suffix where it came from. That's a definite Hargosha. Now with the Rabbanon, we say, yeah, but even with the Hargosha, we'll treat it as Dam Nida, but not with the suffix Ashokel. I don't think he's saying that the Rashba is saying that all the way. Exactly. Okay?
Yeah,
okay. That's exactly right. Okay. Now, that's one way. Another possibility is that we introduce into this mix, and we'll talk about it shortly in the rest of the year, but we're introducing Sfeik into the mix over here. Okay? Because we have a suffix. All right. What's the suffix? The suffix is, it's suffix, we don't know where this dam came from. Suffix min hamokor or suffix min hatzdadim. Okay. And even if I feel in Tim Salman, suffix, it's min hamokor, right? It's from the uterus, not from the sides. Okay. Still, maybe there's a mak over there. Okay. Therefore, even if she doesn't know for sure that this maka is motzi dam, okay, and it's a suffix ashokel, there's a reasonable idea to be makel, okay, because maybe the suffix ashokel by itself wouldn't work. And it's ena chanami, the suffix ashokel itself is not enough to be makel, okay, but a suffix ashokel combined with a sfeik sfeika, right, and then the suffix ashokel is enough to tilt it in the direction of your makel. You follow? In other words, here, you're a person confronted with a situation with the suffix ashokel, that would not be enough to be makel. Okay, that would not be enough to be makel. However, here, it's a sfeik sfeika, because first of all, we don't know where the dam came from. Did it come from the mokar, or did it come in hatzdadim? All right, and I feel in Tim Solomon, if it's not, it's no problem. If it's been a mocker, it's a problem. But I feel in Tim Solomon, a mocker, maybe there's a maka in the mocker. Maybe she has some abrasion there. Okay, and therefore that's what's causing the dam. It's not menstrual blood. And for that, Sofek HaShokol, we don't know. It's 50-50, right? But for that, the Rashba says she doesn't know. That's enough because by itself, I would argue that a Sofek HaShokol is not enough to tilt it. But in combination with it, to be tzirv, so to speak, with a Sfeik Sfeika, then it would be. Okay, that's the second way of Rav. So that's two ways of learning, trying to justify what otherwise would seem to be a difficult sheet to the Rashba, that even when it's not sure, we're still makel. Okay, either because of the idea of the suffix ashokel being enough in this case because of the absence of the hargosha, all right, which the Torah says you need that vados. Without that vados, we're machmir rabbanan, but maybe not if there's a suffix, even a suffix ashokel, A. Or B, there's a sfeik sfeika. Everyone follow the lambda we just introduced here? Yeah, okay, the nice piece of lambda. So the only thing is, it would add, okay, if she did a bedika with a shvoferis, okay, the way the Gemara, if she taka did some kind of internal bedika, you know, with the mocha, the wad on top of the stick, and so the tube, the whole business, okay, and she found dam, okay, then she would not be muteris according to this approach by saying I have a maka there, because there is only one suffix now, and if it's a suffix ashokel, it won't be enough. In other words, the Rashba's case is even Rashba would admit that if she actually did a bedika and found dam on the top of it, saying no, it could be dam in hamaka, but saying dam, saying I sense that I have a maka there, that would not be enough because that's only a suffix ashokel, because there's no second sfeika there, okay. However, if she knows that it's Motzia Dam, that this does, so then we'll see. Maybe we would apply. That's what we'll see. Okay, that's the machlokas. Turn now to 31. I mentioned the Mordechai. seems to agree. Okay, everyone with me on that? That's the Machlokas, the Machmir of Rashbo, and the Sefer Truma. Again, the Sefer Truma, the Mordechai also don't accept this whole thing. And they say the woman needs to know that the dam came from a Makkah in order to be told of a Makkah. Okay, we do 31 again. The Mordechai Remes Tavshin Lamed Hey. In his Hilchos Nida, the man is each shalom amakah yeshu osam makom shemeni yotzedam. Dafka sheyodas yotzedam and amakah tola, but abu misafek ainat tola. So I just want to point out, you know, in terms of this Mordechai again, dovetailing what I said before. Okay, if you look back for a moment at the Mordechai in number 17, where we were the first part of that Mordechai, okay, where he said the tola b'makasa shecholoma min makasa he utahora. Notice that's a pivotal word here. You look back in 17. You see it? I'll read it again if you don't have it in front of you. Okay, but tole b'makasa shecholam b'makasa u'tahora. B'mhaya dam makasa mishunam is that she'ira ena b'tahora. Then, if a different color, that's what I say. Why am I emphasizing, underlining the word u'tahora? L'chora, as I said at the outset, we were talking not about the tahora, she's not a nida. Let's not mix up. Remember, we were discussing, we pointed this out yesterday, whether she has to divorce her husband, whether it's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, okay? But Lechora, we would say that, but she's going to be a Nida. She may not be Roa Dam, she may not be labeled a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, okay? But she's still going to be a Nida, no? Says the Mordechai, if you put this together, okay, the Mordechai is saying, if she's Yodas, the Yotza Dam and Amaka, she can be Tola and be Tahora. In other words, she's not a sewer to this husband as in the category of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. She's not even Nida, if that's what the Mordechai means. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the Mordechai is saying, even with regards outside of the realm of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish and the ramifications of that status vis-a-vis the husband and continuing and so on, just in terms of Nida, okay, so that comes out. It's not just that she's a sewer Labaila, okay, you know, for not that she's not a Sula Bala Long Bud as a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, but she's not even an Ida. Okay. In other words, if she and let's remember, he's talking about the Mordechai's cases, go back to number four. The Mordechai's cases is she has a Vesis Kavua. Remember that's how he started back in, where is that first Mordechai? In number four, based on the Gemara, Yesh Vesis. Remember we had a Machlokas. How do you read, what does the Gemara mean when it says Yesh Vesis, right? Okay. Remember, I'm just going over it again very quickly, right? What does the Gemara mean when it says Yesh Lavesis? All right, Rashi understood it to mean that you know, every time they have Tashmish, not every time they have Tashmish, she's dumb. That's a Sujatara stress. Not every time, but you know, every time, and this is his day. Let's say every Rosh Chodesh, okay? Every Rosh Chodesh, whenever they have Tashmish Rosh Chodesh, she's dumb. Okay, so in such a situation, the Gemara says we can tell her the Riyas Dam on her Vesis, all right? And therefore, of course, they can't have Tashmish Rosh Chodesh, but they don't have to divorce, right? That was Rashi. Remember what I'm talking about? Right? That was the seat of Rashi on back in the, was just, yes, I don't know if all of you heard yesterday's Shia, those who weren't here, but listen to it if you can, okay, or go over or something. Right? The Gemara's language is, so we had actually four different sheetas, and we show them what that means. Okay, but Rashi's interpretation was that it's Yeshua Vesis. Rashi, this is Samach Vav Meralev. Yeshua Vesis Lekilkol Azeh. She ain't a roa kol shor machmas tashmish. She doesn't always see whenever she has tashmish. Just at certain fixed times, every Rosh Chodesh, every 15th of the month, or whatever. So then, in such a situation, we can be told the Riyas Dam on her Vesis, and not on the tashmish. And therefore, we'll assume that Rosh Chodesh they can't have tashmish, but they won't have to divorce. Okay, so. You know, in this case, according to Rashi, right, if Yeshua Vesis, then it's a kula nadin of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. But they wouldn't have anything to do with regular nida dinim. You follow? According to Rashi, Tola Bevesta, Tola Bemaka is talking about with regards to the issue of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish and allowing her to stay with her husband. Wouldn't necessarily have an ramification if it was nida in general. Okay? And, Then we had other shitas. We had the Ram and the Rabban, okay. We also had the Mordechai. This Mordechai back in number four, it says really seems to be stressing, like I'm saying now, that when a woman has dam after tashmish, so she's now a nida, and that's also a problem of roa dam machmas tashmish. Let's say a woman has dam machmas tashmish. So now two things happen. A, she's a nida. B, that's strike one. Okay, that's pop to time number one that she has brought down machmas tash with this particular husband. Okay, so the Mordechai said, if we're dealing with a woman that has a vessus, okay, but she has a fixed vessus, so then it's obviously unusual for her to have dam in the middle of the times, not near that vessus. So Mordechai says she's not a nida because presumably this dam was not dam nida, all right? And therefore he seems to say that if a woman has a fixed period, a vessus, and now she's in the middle, we can assume that this dam is not, not dam nida. That's what Mordechai said. But putting this all together now, coming back here to 31, okay, the Mordechai is saying, even with regards to nida, okay, even with regards to nida, she has a vessus kavua, all right, and she sees shalo b'shas vesta, all right, then we told her in a makkah, and she's not going to be called a nida. And that would seem to mean, even, you know, if she doesn't have a makkah yadua, you hear? In other words, the Mordechai here in 31 says, Nemenes isha lomar maka yeshu boso mokom shaniyotze dam, dafka shiyodas. Okay, even if she knows. But if we put this together with what Mordechai said before, if she's an isha that has a veses, and this is not the time of the veses, even if she doesn't have a maka yadua, okay, and doesn't know that she's seeing dam necessarily, all right, still, if it's shalobashas veses, she's not going to be a nida, which is a big kula, which the shaka is going to have a problem with. But so we'll hold off that thought for a moment. That's the Mordechai. All right, that's what the Mordechai is adding here, and it'll come out a big kula. Okay, because the Mordechai is saying that someone who has a rias dam, not during the time of a regular cycle, okay, we can assume that it's dam, that it's not dam nida. Okay, and it's a tremendous kula. All right. As we'll see, the Shach limits this, and he said it can't be what the Mordechai said. Okay, it can't be what it means. Okay, what it means is if she sees dam machmas tashmish, okay, that can help her, you know, in terms of saying it's not dam nida. If she saw machmas tashmish, but stam she has a ria, not okay. Stam she has a ria of dam, and then we wouldn't apply it. Okay, so we'll come back to that point in a moment. All right, let's take a look at the Trumas Hadeshin because he has a third view. Again, we had the Rashbah. Is everyone with me here? Am I talking too fast? So we're making it clear? Okay. So again, so we hear what I said about the Mordechai. The Mordechai, I'm not sure it's what he means, but if you put all the three, the Mordechai in source 4, the Mordechai in source 17, the Mordechai here in 31, it's all the same. It's all Remes Tafshin Lamed. I mean, I split it up because it's different topics, but you put everything together. So the Mordechai, first of all, is siding with the Sefer HaTrum against the Rashba. The Rashba and the Taras Habayis is saying that we can be, even if it's a Sofek, a Shoko, and so on, even if she doesn't know that it's Motzi Dam, but she knows there's a Makkah there, that's good enough. Okay, and the Sefer HaTrum said it's not, it has to be a Makkah that she knows, and that's what the Mordechai says here. Also, Dafka Shiodas, Shiotza Dam and a Makkah. Okay, but since the Mordechai extended this discussion beyond the realm of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, at least the way he learns, the Shach doesn't accept it, but according to the Mordechai, the simple reading of the Mordechai, that he extends this whole discussion to Roa Dam in general, and not only Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, so he's saying, and he used the word Tahora, okay, she not only, if she does know that this Dam Machmas Makkah, she does know, she is Yodas, so then not only is she not usher to her husband, this husband, but also she's not even a nida, okay? And again, if you put that together with adding 4, that if she has a vesis kavua, and she's seeing now not the time of the vesis, then she's not going to become a nida either, which is a tremendous chiddush. Okay, everyone got that? The Trumas Hadeshin in 32, Psalkim Uksavim Simon Mem Zion. He quotes the Mordechai. The old cousin Mordechai, he Brisa Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, the tunnel bar in Yeshla Vesses, Tolaba Vesses, Pierce, Yeshla Vesses, Man Kavua. She wrote neither Tolaba Vesses, she called Loma Shadam, she wrote a Tahor, the Dian will give Vesses a Tolaba Makas. So that's exactly a quick 2-line summary, exactly what the Mordechai says, right? That if it's not the time of the Vesses, you told her that it's in a Maka. Alma, this really, the Ain Arach Ba'el of Ismano. That goes back to Arach Ba'el of and we don't have to assume it came any other time. And Mahani, the Tolaba Maka, Masha Ain Tolaba Beloze. What he says as follows, that only works if Taki Yeshla Vesses. In other words, this heter of being tola in a makkah is only if ain la vesis. I'm sorry, yesh la vesis. But if not, we wouldn't say it. In other words, what the Trumas Hadeshin says, which neither the Sefer Truma nor the Rashba mentioned, is you have to mechalik between yesh la vesis and ain la vesis. Okay, if a woman has a veses and now is not the time of her veses, then we can be told in a mako. Okay, even if she doesn't know for sure that it's motzi dam. All right, even if she doesn't know for sure. But ein lo veses kavua, then it's going to work to be tola only if she knows for sure. He kind of splits. You see what I'm saying? The Truman's Adeshin sort of splits. Our question is, can we tola this dam in a mako? That's our issue, right? Can we tola this dam in a mako? All right? So he kind of, the Truman's Adeshin kind of splits between the Rashba and the and the Sefer Truman Mordechai. He says, if the woman has a veses kavua, and this is not the time of her veses, so then any kind of mako will work, even if she doesn't know that the dam is coming from the mako. Even if she doesn't know for sure. That's like the Rashba. Even if she doesn't know for sure. When it's yesh lo veses, we'll say, like the Rashba. And he implies even the Mordechai would agree with that. Okay, if it's yesh lo veses. If it's yesh lo veses, we will be tola in a mako, even if she's not sure that it's bleeding. Okay, but if it's ein lo veses, then the only way we can be told in a mako is if she knows that it's coming from the mako. She has a knowledge that it comes from the mako. You follow? So that's the Trumas Hadeshin kind of has a middle position. Is everyone with me? Yes? Good. All right. So with all this in the background, let's look now at the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Hei. So Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Hei. Where the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Im yesh maka ba'osa mokum, tolim bidam makasa. That sounds like the Rashba, right? She doesn't say that she has to know. Mechaber does not say anything about knowledge. She says if she has a maka in that part of the body, she can be tola in the maka, unless it's of a different color. The maka knows we're different, then you can't be tola. So it sounds like this is like the Rashba. Makes no distinction whether it's Yesho Veses, whether it's Einlo Veses, whether she knows the Dam is coming, not knows the Dam, right? That's the kula of the Rashba. That's how the Mechaber seems to hold over here. Comes the Ramo, Hago, v'chol ze b'yishah sheyesh lo veses kavua. And he says, like the Truas Hadeshin, right, in the Pesachim Luxab and Simon Mem Zion, that's what it says in parentheses at the end, kach mashu piskei marai, that's the Truas Hadeshin. V'chol ze b'yishah sheyesh lo veses kavua. And she has a veses kavua, and she's seeing now, shelo b'shah sevesta, okay, then Enochanami, then what the Mechaber said is right. We can tola b'dam maka even without knowing for sure that it's bleeding. Oz yichon whistle shelo b'shas vesta b'makosa. Afal pi she'eni yodas b'vaday shemakosa hotzi adam. B'chein mashma b'piskei marai sim mizayin rakos haridur and so on. So the basically machos Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber seems to go like the Rashba all the way the Kula, and the Ramah limits it. And the Ramah says no, this is only if she has a veses kavua, which is the chilek that the Trumas Hadeshin proposed and said that maybe even the Mordechai agrees with it. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone with me again? I have everybody here. Hard on Zoom. Okay, I know. Okay, comes the Taz Sivkot and Yud 34. The Taz Sivkot and Yud. Kilchol Elo is all the poskim bro lahachmir shalahat abishes machbe inodash shemotzi adam im lo b'derech shekasu shacharach siv zayin. Okay, Dafka, which we'll come to later. Okay, the Taz basically says that he doesn't accept this. The woman has to have a veses kavua, and we need to know if the maka is bleeding. Otherwise, we're machmir. He doesn't accept the kula of the mechaber. Okay, and he says this is what the most of the people say. He introduces something else if there's a ka'ev. Okay, if there's some pain associated with it, that may play a role. Okay, perhaps we can make even if it's a makosh any adua, if there's some sort of pain, all right, a discomfort, irritation, and so on that she has, then we can be told it. So that's that's a cooler the Taz says, but at the end the Taz says, "V'od nirali." Another cooler, okay, that if it's a type of injury that other women report that they bleed, even if she's not sure, that's also, so he has a couple of coolers. But in general, the Taz here hold that you can't be told in a maka. Ella im kain, number one, yeshla veses, and this is not the time of the veses. And number two, that she knows that it's motzi dam. So he's machmer above the Mechaber and above the Ramah also. Because Ramah, based on Shmuel's Hadeshin, wanted to say that even if you're not sure that it's Motzi Dam, but if she's Yesho Veses and this is not the time of the Veses, then we can make her. Okay, that's what Ramah wrote. But the Taz is Machmer. And the Taz is Mach again. He has a couple of coolers, but he says you have to have both sets of Esek Kavua, and we have to know that this Makkah produces dam. Otherwise, you have to be Machmir. Okay. The Shach is a cotton chof. Okay. Also, he says, he again, as I said before, the Shach does not want to accept that the Mordechai went so far as to say, the Shach finds it problematical. Okay. To say that the Mordechai said, I'm sorry, the Shach did not want to accept that the Rashba would say that what everyone thought we were saying till now, that you can be makel as long as she thinks it's a makkah. What do you mean? It's fake the of chumer, right? So he says when Rashba used the term makkah, she do it shemotzi dam. He means you don't see it, okay? But you know that this type of makkah produces dam. Maybe like the Taz says, basically, the Shach rearranges and he says that the Mordechai and the Rashba are not so far apart. Okay, that's what comes out from the Shach. The Shach says that the Rashba really meant what the Mordechai actually said. They just used different terminology, so to speak. Okay, so he says, according to the Mordechai, I hold the Mordechai says in Yesh Leves is Man Kavu. She wrote Tola Shobish Azves Keves. I feel Ein La Makar Klal. That's the first thing we said in the Mordechai. Okay, Amrin Shazel Dam Torman. It's not Machmas Miuch Tashmish Shari Adayin Lo He Give. So Chakli Sham Shigam Marai BePsukov Haven Kane. Okay. Actually, I said it in the wrong order. Okay, This Shach is saying something else. This Shach is saying that if a woman has a Vesas Kavua, we can be Tola not at the time of the Vesas. Even without a makkah. That's the chiddush of the Mordechai. Okay, I feel in la makkah klal. Read again. I'm sorry, I mixed up two different shachs. So this shach is something else. This shach and Simchat Chav. Let's read again together. 35. He says, "I am besifish shachach the Israel on Mordechai dim yesh la veses." We said this before. Dim yesh la veses man kavua. She wrote tola shelo b'shatz vesta b'vesta afilu in la makkah klal. And I'm reading Shazel Dam Torah and I taught him, and so on. Okay, and so the Shach said that's what the Mordechai seems to say. Okay, that if a woman has a Vesis Kavua, we can be Tola when it's not now the time of the Vesis, even without a Makkah. Okay, the Ramah says, and he said that's what the Shmuz Hadeshim seems to say also. Okay, the Ramah says not like that. The Ramah says only if you have a Makkah. All right, but he's saying the Mordechai doesn't seem to require a makkah. Is that correct? One second. That's how he learns. Yeah. So it was according to the Shach, the Ramah passing the Tumas Hadeshin, that if she has a Vesis and a makkah, then let's go over again. According to what comes out. If she has a makkah and she has a vessel, and this is not the time of the vessel, then everybody would agree that you can be tola, even if she doesn't know that it's motzi dam. But if she sees dam, machmas tashmas shelo b'shas vesta, okay. What the Ramor goes on to say is that you can't make that jump from raw machmas tashmas to other cases of stam dam we're mesupik about, because you need the tashmish to have generated the dam, so to speak. There has to be something which caused the dam. So according to what the Shach is saying, there needs to have been a makkah. We can rely on it even though it's bleeding. But if you roll a dam machmas tashmish, not at the time of reverses, then we can say that it's a tashmish. Without tashmish, the dam is tomei, even if it's not the time of the vessel. So that's what I started to say before. The Shach, forget the Rashba for a minute. The Shach cannot agree that the Mordechai would say that a woman who sees Shelo B'Shas Vesta can automatically be told of that dam on something else. Right? That's a tremendous cooler. I said before, yeah, Ezra. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? What the Shach is objecting to, you read through the Shach again, what the Shach is objecting to is how can a Mordechai say, just because she doesn't have a Vesas, just because she does have a Vesas, and now she sees, we never say that. I mentioned this yesterday, we never say that. Right? You can't say that now we're going to assume that dam must be a dam from a maka because, hey, this isn't the time she gets her period. What do you mean? Okay, we don't say that by some. We don't say that about the things I mentioned yesterday. So, good, she gets her period every 30 days. And now it's day 15. So she never gets it. So now we're going to say, oh, it must not be dam neither because this isn't her time. What do you mean? Okay, there has to be something to pin it on. So that's where the Ro'ah Dam Machlas Tashmish comes in. Okay, if there was no Tashmish and nothing and she suddenly had Dam, we're not going to say, even according to Mordechai, we're not going to say, good, it's not a Tam Vesper. We're still not going to say that it's not Dam neither automatically. We're just going to be Makel on this Dam that comes because it's day 15, it's far away from her Vesper. So what? We don't say that. So therefore, what comes out again, if it's Yeshla Vesper and the Makkah, so then the Ramah will hold that everyone will agree that we can be Tola, even if she doesn't know that it's Motzi Dam. All right? But if it's Ro'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish, not at the time of the Vesas, then it will be Tola. The Tashmish, without Tashmish, the Dam is going to be Tummy. Now, this will have enough Gemini, even Bizmanenu, okay? Because you may ask, but today we don't have, women don't have Vesas anyway, right? So what's the difference? Most women don't have a fixed Vesas like that. So how will this Kula help? Okay, how will this help? But it will help if you remember, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, remember the Trumas Hadeshin had that sort of half Vesas Kavua? Remember? She never sees less than 30 days. After 30 days, it could be 31, 33, 36. Remember what I'm talking about? Right? And remember that? Right? We had that last week because this kind of partial, I forget what I called it, semi or partial Vesas Kavua. It's never less than X days. Okay, but once you hit day X, so then it could be, then it's never consistent. So she doesn't have a consistent versus. Okay, it's true. But up until then, it's consistent. Remember the transition split. So up until that day X, whatever it is, she'll be called having a versus kavua. Right? So that would play in this instance as well. That's what I wanted to mention. In other words, basically, yeah. Let's phrase it all. Let's put it a little differently. See the mechaber. Let's go back again. Right. The Ramah says we can accept the Mordechai Shita, and the Ramah says the following. Let's go over it again. Make it clear. Okay. Even though in general, I'm only going to apply the din of dam maka to a maka that's yodua shemotzi dam, like the Mordechai said. Okay, but in a case where she has a vesas kavua, now it's no longer near the vesas kavua, and she has a maka, but it's not yotzi dam, then we can makel. Okay, we can makel. And really, it comes out that because everybody will agree in that case. Let's go over the case again. I want to make this clear. Since I'm not making it clear, so I want to say it again. Okay. It's a little confusing, but I'm trying to present it straight. Just one moment. Yeah. Okay. Here's how it spells out. All right. Let's go over it again. The Rashba says you can be makel on being tola in a maka, even if it's not yodua that it's motzi dam. Right. The Mordechai requires that it's Yadua Shitz Motzi Dam. But the same Mordechai, if we put it together with the other points that he makes, is Makel when it's not Bishas Vesta. So therefore, the Ramah kind of says, even though the Mechaber just simply said like the Rashba, okay, the Ramah says that even though in general we'll only say the din, we'll only apply the being Tola Dam Maka by Maka that's Yadua Shemotzi Dam, Shemotzi Adam, but where if she has a Vesas Kavua, and now it's not anywhere near that Vesas, and she has a Maka, even though it's not Yadua Shemotzam, there we Makel. Because there really both people, both parties are Makel. And that's what Ramah will say, right? In other words, the Mordechai will make him such a case because it's not Shas Vesta, and the Rashba is Makel such a case because he's always Makel for Maka Shein Yadua Shemotzam Yotzidam. Maravsha. Right? In other words, what comes out, this is what the Shach is driving at, what comes out in the Shita Ramah, is that in a case of Yesh Laved, with the Chumash Hadeshin, if a case of Yesh Laveses, and she has a Makkah She'ena Motzi Adam, then we'll be Makel, because everybody's Makel in that case. The Rashba is Makel because he's always Makel with a Makkah She'ena Yadua Motzi Adam. And even the Mordechai, who's not usually Makel by a Makkah She'ena Motzi Adam, but will be Makel when it's Ein B'Shas Vesta. So therefore, and she has a Vesis Kavua. So therefore, if the woman has a Vesis Kavua, and it's a Maka, that is, even though it's Eina Motzi Adam, okay, it doesn't matter, because there, everybody's making the Rashba, because she's always making with a Maka that's Eina Motzi Adam. And in this particular case, the Mordechai is also making because she has a Vesis Kavua, and this is not near the time of the Vesis Kavua. All right? Again, everyone see now where it comes out? With me? That's what comes out. So we can make on such a case. So I started to say before, but that won't really help us that much in terms of Bismanenu, because you don't really have a Vesis Kavua cases terribly often, Bismanenu. Okay? You don't have it. All right? Again, look at the Ramon 33. That's what he's talking about, right? B'chol zeh b'shashieshla Vesis Kavua. And us, now go back to 33 and read the words of Ramon carefully now that I explained it. Look what he says. He says, "V'chol zeh b'ishashiyesh l'vesis kavur." But oz yicholim lisol shelo b'shas vesta b'makasa afal peish and yodash b'vadei shemakasa hotzi adam. Because then you have both the Rashba and the Mordechai. Everyone will agree in such a case. Now the problem is, does this help us any? Bismanenu, when it's very uncommon to have a woman have a real vesis kavur nowadays. Okay, usually there's some discrepancy. I mean, I'm not saying no women have it, but there's usually some difference, right, from month to month. So, but again, based on the Chumas Hadesh that we had last week, who has this kind of partial Vesis, okay, where she never sees Dom before day X, okay, even though after day X, she'll see day X, X plus one, X plus three, X plus six, whatever her cycle is, it's not consistent. But she says in such a case, that type of vessel is not an exact vessel's kavua, but maybe it's enough here to say that it'll qualify for this kula over here. It'll qualify her as a vessel's kavua for seeing Dom at a time that's way before day X. You follow? I'm just trying to show you that the kula that there are more accepts over here, based on the Rashba and the Mordechai both, will possibly have ramifications to us today, even though the language of the Ramo was Chol Zeh B'Isha She'yesh Lo Vesis Kavua. So you might think, well, let's just dismiss that statement because we don't have any women with Vesis Kavua today. But no, because up until day X, she knows she never ever sees before day X. So if she now has Dom before day X, that'll be called a woman who's seen Dom Shalom B'Shas Vesta with a Vesis Kavua, because vis-a-vis that date, it's still a Vesis Kavua. You follow? That's what I want to mention. Okay. But just to emphasize again, the problem with all of this is that again, Roa Machmas Tashmish. Again, you have to keep bearing in mind that this whole discussion is in the realm of Roa Machmas Tashmish. There's no, as I mentioned before, Dam Makra doesn't come up exactly in the Shulchan Aruch. It's all under this. So the context of the whole discussion of this Ramah, all right, was real Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. So maybe if it's not Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, but Roa Dam Stam, okay, even during the days when she doesn't ever get her period, and even though maybe there the Ramah wouldn't make the jump. We don't know. You hear what I'm saying? The Ramah may not make the jump and say, yeah, well, by Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. So then we'll say, we'll put together the Rashba and the Mordechai. And if we're talking about a Isha Sheyesh Loveses, which we said will even apply today with the Shuras Adeshin's partial Vesis. Okay, so we have a woman is Yeshua Vesis. She's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. Let's give a scenario. She's Roa Dam, and she normally sees on day 30. Not normally, she always sees after day 30. After day 30, it's inconsistent, but never be before day 30. So now it's day 20. Okay, so she sees Dam. So now the question is, will the Ramah, if it's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish on day 20, so then the Ramah will say, well, if it's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish on day 20, she's an Isha Sheyesh Lo Vesis, at least insofar as day 20 is concerned. And there's a Makkah, even if it's a Makkah that's any Adu Shemotzi Adam, we're going to be Makel and not make her separate from her husband. Or this won't be count as towards labeling her Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. But does that mean that the Ramah would say the same thing regarding not Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, Stam, she had a discharge of Dam? Would the Ramah make the same jump? That's not so clear. Okay, the Mordechai seems to do that, as I showed you before. The Mordechai seems to make the jump from Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish to Roa Dam in general. okay, and discussing Dam Makkah. So the Ramah in context was only talking about raw Dam Makkah Tashrish. So maybe he'll only be able to be, he'll only be willing to be Makel, you know, because of the Chumrah, you know, it's going to end up making her separate from her husband and all the reasons we had Kulas in that case altogether. But Ramah never actually says that she doesn't have to become a Nida. Right, she doesn't have to couch him in a key and, you know, go to the mikveh. All he says is she's not considered all dam machmas tashrish, okay, which is a tremendous chumrah, okay, and that doesn't, you know, the tremendous chumrah because it may make her divorce from her husband and so on. So there we won't be so machmas. It doesn't mean he'd make in other areas, okay. So we don't know, okay. The shach doesn't think so, okay. The shach doesn't think so. So that's what I wanted to bring out from that shach, okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Is everyone with me? I mean, I'm throwing a lot out, but everyone have it straight? Am I being clear? I hope so. Okay, now continues the Ramah. Okay. Again, I hope everyone has it that we have this Kula by combining or putting together the sheet that everyone will agree to, the Rashba and the Mordechai, that if it's a woman, she has Shal Veses, which applies today with the Chumash Adeshin's partial Veses, and she sees Dam Shalom B'Shas Vesta Machmas Tashmish, so, and she has a Makkah, then even if it's a Makkah that's any Adur Shemot Tidam, we can be Makel. Ramah is willing to be Makel, as we saw in 33, the beginning of the Ramah and Sifhei. But we don't really know, did he only mean that regarding Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish? That's where the Ramah is Makel, or he's Makel, you know, in general. And the Shach is not convinced, not so clear in the poskim whether the Ramah would be Makel in that case. But now we continue in 36, okay? Ramah says, but what about it, Ein Lo Veses? Okay? V'chein im Ein Lo Veses, right? That's the next thing the Ramah mentions. V'chein im Ein Lo Veses. Okay? If a woman doesn't have a Veses, Kavua. And now there's a suffik, who's suffik im adam ba min hamakor min atzadim. Okay, now we have a suffik where the dam came from. So now what'll be the din? In other words, will we have a kula here too? All right, because here we're saying now that Yishas ain't loveses, and now it's a suffik where this dam came from. Did it come from min hamakor min atzadim? So here the Ramah also is mekel, and he says talinan b'makor mikoach sfeik sfeika. He applies the old sfeik-sfeika. One, sofek min atzadim o min hamakor. Two, we have film tim tzalom min hamakor, shema hu min hamakor. All right? That's so good. That's the sfeik-sfeika we mentioned earlier in the Rishonim. Aval im yadua shabba min hamakor, but if you know that it came from the hamakor, right? Either through some examination or some other way to know that it came from the hamakor, then af b'shesh hamakor, ena tolo hamakor, im ein lo veses kavua. Elim ken yodas bevadei shemakor makosa motzi adam. Okay, that is that's the ruling of the Ramah based on the Rishon we saw, the Mordechai and Rishon we saw. So according to the Mechaber here, according to the Ramah here, rather, if a woman doesn't have a Veses Kavua and there's a suffix where the Dam came from, we're Meka because it's like Sveika, suffix did it come from the Tzadim, suffix did it come from the Mokar, and I feel in Tim Tzomer came from the Mokar, it could be from a Makkah. Unless we know that it came from the Mokar, and there's a Makkah there, but we can't be told a Makkah if she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, unless we know that the Dam is certainly coming out of the Makkah, you know, from a doctor, from somebody else. Okay. The problem is there are a number of different difficulties with this Kula, okay, of the Ramah, because he's applying Sveik Sveika. All right. He's applying Sveik Sveika. He's saying Makel on Bakes based on Sveik Sveika. And the question is, and again, he's saying that you can be Makel on a Makkah She'eni Yadua Shemot Zidan. Even where we're not sure where the Makkah is, it's either in Stadim or the Makkah, it's a double Sufik. Okay. We invoke Sveik Sveika. Maybe it's not Damnida, because it came in a Tzadim, and even Dam and a Mokar, could be from a Makkah and a Mokar, we're not sure where that, you know, the Makkah is and so on. All right? And again, we have the same suffix as before. Maybe the Ramah only meant this by Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish. Okay? And who said most Achronim here understand that Ramah said it's even not Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish, it's even to be Mater, to husband in general. All right? But there are a number of important issues. All right? One issue, okay, which the Shach points out. Just a moment. Yeah, which refers to one issue is regarding Sveik Sveika. Okay, do we apply a Sveik Sveika in a case of a Chiyuv Koris? Okay, remember, Nida is of course a Chiyuv Koris. All right, we know that Sveik Sveika is a Kula and Kala Tar Kula. Kula in Kalatar Kula, okay, right? It's a Kula. However, by Nida, the Isser is an Isser Koris. All right. And not everybody agrees you can make a Sveik Sveika by an Isser Koris. All right. I mean, you know, the sugis, the original sugis of Sveik Sveika, it's Ksubas Taftas. Again, if you studied the you're there, the first, you know, the first part of your day, Chostarovas and so on. So it's not talking about an Isser Koris. All right. So this is some question. Why should it be different by a Koris? I mean, it's Sveik Sveika. So why is it any different if it's a Chiv Koris? Okay. But the fact is, not everybody agrees that it applies to an Isser Koris, because this really relates to another general question about Sveika. Okay. Because how exactly does Sveik Sveika work altogether? Why is a Sveik Sveika mutter? Right, this is a classic. I mean, I'm going to spend talk about this for just a little bit, before finishing up today. I want to finish this today. But why is a Sveik Sveika mutter? Why are we makel by a Sveik Sveika? So one reason would seem to be that because why are we machmir by Sveika d'oraisa? We know that in general, Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. But who says Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra? Who says Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra? The Rambam is of the opinion. Okay, the Rambam is of the opinion, it's in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Parak Tes, if you want to look it up there, Halachot Beis and Gimel. Okay, the Rambam's understanding is that Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a Drabonan principle. Okay, the only thing that's generally usher is something just vada usher. Okay, like by Mamzer, right? It says, Vadai Mamzer usher, Sufik Mamzer, Vadai Mamzer yobah b'chal Hashem, but Sufik Mamzer can. In general, generally speaking, one can argue that when it comes to a suffix, the Torah asks something which is vada asr and not a suffix. I sveik d'oraisa l'chumra, says the Rambam, that's something which Rabbanan imposed. And when we're dealing with a d'oraisa, so we should be machmir. For whatever the reason, I'm not going to all that, but that's the position of the Rambam. That's the position of the Rambam, that the sveik d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'Rabbanan. All right, itself a din d'Rabbanan. Okay, what's that got to do with us? So what emerges is that since Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is only d'rabbanan, which is what the Rambam says, so when you have a Sveik Sveika, we won't apply the Sveika d'rabbanan, the chumra d'rabbanan of Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. You follow? Now, that's the concept of Sveik Sveika. The Rambam says, when did the Rabbanan say Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra? When there's one suffix. That's when the Rabbanan imposed Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. But when it's Sveik Sveika, they didn't impose, they have to go L'chumra. That's the Svara, one Svara behind the notion of Sveik Sveika, that we can be Makel in a Sveik Sveika, is because the whole Chumra of a single Sufik is Sufik D'oraisa L'chumra is only an imposition of Midrabbanan. I don't say imposition in a bad way. I mean, it's only an institution, right? Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is itself only an institution D'Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan didn't institute it, except when there's Rabbanan instituted only when there's one suffix, and now when there's a double suffix, and that's why Sveik Sveika we can make all. That's the idea, okay? That's the so Sveik Sveika the Chumah Rabbanan to be Machmir is not Shaya. Ah, but the one second, the problem with that is, so how do we ever have something called an Asham Tali? What's an Asham Tali again? An Asham Tali is when you have a suffix, right? Classic case, you have two pieces of meat, and one is chalev, one is shuman. You know one is chalev, one is shuman, which way? And you ate, and you know which one you ate. Okay? So then you have to bring an ashram tali. Okay? You have to bring an ashram tali. Well, why should you have to bring an ashram tali? It's a suffix. You have to bring a carbon? We just said, according to Rambam, Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is only a rabbinic institution. So how can you bring a carbon? How can you have to bring a carbon? Right? It's a suffix. And the Rambam seems to hold that in general, suffix is mutter. On a d'oraisa level. Sveika d'oraisa is also the kula on a d'oraisa level. Right? Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is only a rabbanan, or institution with rabbanan. So in Mela, how can you ever have to bring an Ashram Tali to Sufik? So some say, because Ashram Tali is by what? Ashram Tali is by something which you'd have to bring a chattas for, okay, or if it was by itself, it wasn't a Sufik. And the chattas is only by what? Chiv Koris. Chattas is brought when a mezid would lead to a chiv karis. Okay, so there we're machmir even on d'oraisa level, and we don't say sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is only drabanan. Okay, so in other words, when according to some, when you're dealing with an iser karis, when you're dealing with an iser karis, then sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is d'oraisa. That's what you learn from Ashram Tali. Okay, that's what you learn, since you have to bring a carbon. So in other words, when you're dealing with something which is in the realm of Isser Koris, so then we have to say, Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra midoraisa. Now, if our Svara was correct, that the whole kula of Sveik Sveika l'hakel is because even one Sufik is only on a drabbanan level. Even one suffik deraisa, it's only a rabbanan institution that makes it a suffik deraisa lechumra, and therefore they didn't apply to a double suffik. Yeah, but that won't apply in the case of a chiv karis when the suffik deraisa is lechumra deraisa. You follow? So in that case, one can argue that the Ramah's application here in our siman and some kufay zayin siv hey, and saying that we'll apply suffik seika, not so fast. Okay, not so fast, because it needs a chiv kares, and by a chiv kares, it's not so pasha that sveik sveik is lakula. Why? Because we just said sveik sveik is lakula only when on the assumption that the original suffik is only a problem drabbanan, right? Like the Rambam says, sveik of the rice lachum is only din drabbanan. So the original problem is only drabbanan. So the rabbanan didn't extend their rule when it's a sveik sveik. Yeah, but when the original problem is lachum daraisa, when we're dealing with based on Oshim Tali, we see that. One explanation. By an Oshim Tali, we see that a Sveika Doraisa is Lechumah Doraisa. Then we can't. Then there's no basis for saying, well, they didn't extend the Sveika Doraisa. Why not? You have no right. Who said they didn't extend it to Sveika Doraisa? They didn't extend anything. It's Sveika Doraisa, Lechumah Doraisa. So it'll apply to the Sveika Doraisa too. Right? So that's one challenge, so to speak, against this Ramah. You can't say Sveika Doraisa. Okay? Yeah. So according to this, maybe the Ramah is a problem because Ramah extends it to Hilchos Nida, which of course is Shechiv Karis. Okay. You could argue though that it's not true. That it's not true that it doesn't apply to an Issa Karis. How can you have to bring an Ish? We want to say it doesn't apply to an Issa Karis because otherwise, how do you have Oshim Tali? Okay. And that indicates, at least in some cases, Sveik Doraisa is a Chum Doraisa. So you could argue no, because the case of the Oshim Tali is only when Ikba Isura, remember we discussed that, it's Chazik Isura. Right? You had two pieces of meat. One is Trey, one is Chalev. Okay, then by Chazik Isura, okay, and the Chilik is not between Karis and not Karis, but the Chilik is between, you know, whether it's Chazik Isura or not. So it's not an automatic, the Ramah can get out of this objection by saying, no, the Oshim Tali is when there's this Chazik Isura, Ikba Isura. So then, but that does, you're not going to make a blanket rule from there that we never apply Sveik Sveika or Sveika the Rice. We wouldn't say Sveika the Rice or the Chomer is only the Rabbanan and hence never apply Sveik Sveika by any Chiv Kar. It's not true. It applies to some Sveik Kars too, as long as not Ikba Isura. So that's how you get out of it. The Ramah can get out of it. So again, it's a question against Ramah, but get out of it. The other way the Ramah to get out of it is by saying, okay, the Ramah won't hold like the Rambam. The Ramah, let's remember, that the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam. The Rashba holds that the principle of Sveik of the Raisa Lechum is Doraisa. Okay? By Mam's other, they had to specify it by those cases where it's Vadai and not Sofi. In other words, you could hold like the Rashba. Sveik Sveika is Doraisa. Sveik Sveika is where Machmer. Sveik Sveika, works because the Sveik of the Raisa Lechumah is Doraisa. And how does Sveik Sveika help? How does Sveik Sveika help? Because the mathematical point. Sveik of the Raisa Lechumah Doraisa when it's, you know, 50-50. It's two out of four. But once it's a Sveik Sveika, or the one out of two. But when it's Sveik Sveika means three out of four Tzadim are Lekula. So it's three out of four. Then we'll make on that. That's the other way to put it. But it could be that the Ramah simply agrees with the Rashba. Okay, Ramah simply agrees with the Rashba that Sveika Doraisa Lechumra is a Din Doraisa, and Sveik Sveik will work. Okay, by the Rashba himself says Sveik Sveik works, but based on Rove. Okay, the three out of the four possibilities would point to Mutta. That's Rove, right? In Echanami, the Rashba holds Sveika Doraisa Lechumra is Doraisa. But that's when it's, you know, two sides, one against one. But when you have now a Sveik Sveika, where three out of the four Tzadim, right, you know, two of them automatically point to Heter. Now the other, right, not, so it ends up the three out of the four, right? Let's take our case. It's Dominat Tzadim. Okay, so that's Lekula. I feel like it's a Mokar, but maybe even a Mokar is not a problem because it was a Makar. So that it's a Rove. So the bottom line is you can use Sveik Sveika with regard to Dina Nida, according to Rashba. And even according to the Rambam, possibly. And therefore, the Ramah can say that it works mitam sveik sveika. That's how the Ramah can get out of it. Okay. And finally, you can also ask. The other thing to throw into the mix, why the Rambam would say it, is because let's remember so we have three approaches, right? One was a challenge. You all understood the challenge to the Rambam's application of Sfeik Sfeika, right? But you can get the first one was, what do you mean? Sfeik Sfeika Lahakal doesn't work by Chiyuv Karetz. So the Rambam can add, yes, it does. It's only by, you know, Rosh Mtali. By Ikbi Sur, it doesn't work, but by other Isurei Karetz, like Nida, does work. The other answer that Amal could give was that he doesn't hold like the Rambam. He holds like the Rashba, who holds the Sfeika, the Raisa, the Chum is Doraisa. And here, three out of the four point to Lehakas or Din of Rov. That's why. The third approach to justify the Rambam is that let's remember that in the realm of Hilchus Nida, there's also Din and Tuma. Okay, when it comes to Tuma, and Sfeik Sfeika by Tuma, okay, that's not a matter of Sfeik Deraisa Chum or Sfeik Derabban Lakula. Okay, in other words, we'll say that Sfeik Sfeika works. In other words, when we're dealing with a woman becoming Asur Mutter, then we can be Mata the woman for Sfeik Sfeika, her husband, but she'd still be Tame in terms of Hilchus Nida. Okay, so we kind of can split between the two. We can split between the two. So that's that's another way that I'm walking it out of it. With regards to Hilchus Nida, will say Sfeik Sfeika. Okay. Will that work here? Okay. So in all three of these areas, the Ramah gets out of the application or the question of how can you apply Sfeik Sfeika. All right. As we can say Sfeik Sfeika, it may not apply to Hilchus Tuma, but it would still apply to be Matir Hulabaila. In that case, in the Issa V'Heter, we will say Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, so that's how the Rambam can get out of it. Everyone with me? Let's just finish up, turn to the back page, and I'll extra few minutes. The Shach, though, in Sivkot and Chav Beis, as I mixed up before, the Shach has a significant question. Okay? The real question in Sivkot and Chav Beis, the Shach says that it's a problem to apply Sfeik Sfeika in a different direction, from a different point of view. He says this type of Sfeik Sfeika is against the rule that he presents in his Klali Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, read the Shach Sokha Beit. I'm going to say it outside. Okay, where he's basically arguing this is not really a good Sfeik Sfeika. It's not really a good Sfeik Sfeika. All right, because he says, he has something called a Sfeika or Sfeik Sfeika B'Shem Echad, which we can't apply Sfeik Sfeika because it's just the same Isser or the same suffix put in different terms. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is over here, what's the issue with the woman? We want to know, is this Dam Nida or it's not Dam Nida? Right? That's the question. Is it Dam Nida or is it Dam Minamaka? Okay? I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. And so you're not going to say, well, maybe it's Minat Stodim, in which case it's Dam Maka. And even if it's from the Makor, maybe it's from the Makor. It's the same thing, right? That's not a Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, it basically boils down to the same question. Okay, you say Sfeik Sfeika. In other words, here there's really only one suffix. Is this Dam? Is this Dam? Is this Dam Mina Makor? Okay, or not? It's not really two Sfeikas. Okay, that's the objection the Shach raises. Okay, you look at this case. We're not sure. Is this min hamaka, or is it in the maka or the tzadim? So if it's from the tzadim, it's for sure not a problem. And if it's from the maka, it could still be dam maka. But it's really only one suffix. Is this dam nida or is it dam maka? That's not called a sfeik sfeika. Okay, just by way of comparison. Okay, she's let's say a woman says she has in that part of the body two scratches, two irritations. Okay, two irritations. And it's any adua shemotzi dam, so they're going to say it's a sfeik sfeika because it could be from maka number one, and even if it's not, it could still be from maka number two. What kind of that's not a sfeik sfeika, okay? A sfeik sfeika is where each suffeik is independent of the other one. Otherwise, it's basically shem echad, and that's why the Shach disagrees with this Ramah. In other words, to phrase it a little bit differently, another thing which the Shach says is that it has to go in both directions. In other words, you have to be able to say it in both directions. The Im Timtzeh Lomar can go either way. What do you need to stay over here? You could say, could be it came from the Tzadim. And I feel Im Timtzeh Lomar, it's from the Mokar, but it's a Dam Makar. Now, how are you going to reverse that? You're going to say, maybe it came from the Mokar. from a makar from the makar, and even if it came from the from and even dam nida maybe came from stadim. No, that doesn't work. But I can say that maybe it came in hatzadim, in which case it's mutter. And even if it didn't come in hatzadim, okay, maybe another reason to be mutter. You can't turn that around. So that's the shach's objection to the that is the shach's objection to the Ramah. To just finish quickly, the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sivkot and Chav Ches quotes from the Tshuva the Nodav Yehuda. Okay. And he explains that maybe a little differently, has a bit of a way out. Okay, he says maybe that we only have the sake of a shame echad is if each would lead to the same. In other words, here, if there's a distinction between dam and stadim and dam and amokar, then that almost fakes it'll be okay. In other words, there is a, Rabbi Yehuda would assume that dam maka from amokar is tame, dam maka with stadim is tahor. All right. So he's saying that it could be that the dam min hamokor is a mitame even if it is a mako. In other words, he says, look at the beginning. Who suffik ayin shach shachalak al din zeh ayin shuzmish hizel hiskim laharmo. The shapim atirim comes from sveik sveika. Okay, he does apply the sveik sveika. The Behuda says that if it was dam min hatzadim. Dam min hatzadim is for sure okay. Dam min hamokar from a maka, even min hamokar maybe would be a problem. All right, some say dam maka, if there's a maka and a mokar, some say it's tar, and others say it's automatically tame because mokar makomo tame. So Rabbi Yehuda says if that's the truth, so then the dam maka from the mokar is tame, dam maka min hatzadim is tar. So it actually is two different dinim. Okay, so then basically the shach saves the sveik sveika. Of the Ramah. So just to finish off, okay, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Zimkuf Pei Zayin Tziv Hei, the Ramah concludes, Mikol Mokom B'Shas Vesta, O Medayam Lama Yad Lama Yom, Eina Tola Makasa, that's for sure, Vimokain Lo Titma La Olam, right? And, you know, in other words, for sure, if it's Shas Vesta, then, you know, or it's the Lama Yom, which is the owner Benedis and so on, then she can't be Tola in Maka, otherwise you'll never become Tomei, all right? And then he also adds uksamim tola b'becholim. Uksamim can be tola, which we'll talk about. The shach zekotn chavov says anytime afal pishi yodah shema kosim lo tziadam. Okay, the lokain lo titma lo avli margeshes ato shadam zeba unless she actually feels it. Okay, so then he says she can be tohar. All right, because again the hargosh not hargosh of neither, but it's hargosh from something else. In other words, the shach also. Questions that into Kotten Chav Zayin, he said, Ksamim can be tola b'chol, and then I feel b'shas vesta. All right, we'll talk about that when we get to Ksamim, but I just wanted to finish off this point. So the Ramah has these coolers when it's a sveik sveika, even if ain lo vesas, but b'shas vesta, we're not going to be tola in a maka, and the Roshach is a cooler, even if it's possible, yeah, maybe it is possible. And in terms of Ksamim, we're always going to be tola, even if it's b'shas vesta, the shach is. Okay? I'm sorry, when a few minutes over, we'll stop over here. So, Blinette, I will send you the next sheets. Go over this because it's not really that complicated. We just got to get the sheet straight. Okay? And again, I stress the reason I spend so much time on this because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really deal with Dam Maka per se elsewhere. It's all as a result of this. And that's a question whether we extend it. This Ramah, they do seem to say, is extended beyond the realm of Roma Machmas Tashmish. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Thank you very much.